Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, I'm Linda Ellerby. I was diagnosed with breast cancer 11 years ago, and I know how scary it can be. Everything your doctor says sounds like a foreign language. HER2-new, oncogene, ductal carcinoma in situ. What do these words mean? How can you decide what to do if you can't even say what you have? Go to breastcancer.org, a special place on the internet where you can learn how to say those words and find out what they mean. Breastcancer.org, the first place to go the minute you find out you have breast cancer.
Good morning, and welcome to Saturday Mornings with Joy Keyes. I'm your host, Joy Keyes. I want to thank you so much for tuning in. You can follow me on Twitter.com/Joy Keyes, and you can become a fan on Facebook. Just look up Saturday Mornings with Joy Keyes. And now I'm on Instagram, so follow me on Instagram, Saturdays with Joy Keyes. And lastly, you could send me an email. My email address is SaturdaysWithJoyKeyes@hotmail.com. I want to thank you so much for tuning in. Close to 800,000 downloads of the podcast. Thank you, thank you, thank you. I hope you have enjoyed the shows. Today we're speaking about a very important subject, breast cancer, and I'm speaking with Carrie Connor. She's the daughter of Anita T. Connor, who's the founder of Praise is the Cure. They've been doing this for about 8 years. Carrie, good morning. Thank you for joining the call.
Oh, good morning. Thank you so much for having me.
So now, why did your mom start this program? Let's talk to the audience, for people who are not familiar with her story. Why did she start Praise is the Cure?
Oh, sure. Well, my mom was diagnosed with breast cancer in 1998. I had to think about it. And she had a very aggressive stage of breast cancer. The doctors did not even think that she would actually make it. But no one in our family had ever had breast cancer, and she just really did not know what to expect. 10 years after her diagnosis, I was diagnosed with an advanced stage of breast cancer. And it was at that time that we realized that African-American women are dying at greater rates than any other ethnic group from breast cancer. And we wanted and we needed to spread the word. We wanted to let women know that breast cancer is not a death sentence, that we need to take care of ourselves. If we find the diagnosis early, it is definitely curable. And we really just wanted to get the word out to our community so that we can stop being a statistic.
Wow. So now you started with your mom, and then you, so it was like, what's going on here? I mean, how, as a daughter, potential maybe losing your mom at that point, what were some of the emotions that you were dealing with?
Actually, I mean, moms in general are very strong. So I think at that time period, I didn't even really understand the severity of the disease. I, of course, didn't know anything about it. She was the first person that I had ever known, but my mom was a fighter, and she never missed a day of work. She always had her chin up, so it didn't seem as devastating during the time period. Afterwards, when I realized, exactly what she was going through and really what the implications were, I just realized that she is just a miracle, and that she's really strong to be able to hold that strong face and to be able to go through all the things that she went through and still be there for our family. Like I said, she never missed a day of work. My brother played basketball then. She didn't miss a basketball game. And, you know, she really, even though she did not feel well at all, she put up a good front to try to keep her household together and calm.
And then now you got breast cancer. So did you feel a little better? I mean, that sounds weird, but like, well, my mom went through it and she survived. I'm going to be okay. Or were you like, oh, no, I wasn't, you know, like, it was too over. I mean, you know what I mean? What would happen when you got diagnosed?
It's definitely overwhelming, first of all, because I always kept saying, I'm not as strong as her. I'm not going to be able to go through everything like she went through it. But my doctors had assured me, you have to remember, too, I was 10 years after my mother. So even though my breast cancer was very aggressive and it was spreading, the advancements that they had made in breast cancer over those 10 years were tremendous. So even though my treatment plan was very vigorous, my doctors had ensured me early on that I would not have to go through the same treatment plan that my mother had went through. So even though it was hard, I knew that I would not have to go through a lot of those same things that she did. And it's just because, like I said, the advancements that they've come, just in treating the disease.
Right. Well, according to the CDC, black women have the highest breast cancer death rates of all racial and ethnic groups and are 40% more likely to die of breast cancer than white women. So you guys are both extremely fortunate that, I guess, you got the treatment when you did, and for you, like you said, it was 10 years later, so there are a lot of advancements. Let's talk about some of the things that are important. Screenings, mammograms are extremely important for women to get. They've been changing how often women should get. What's the guideline right now? Is it every 2 years, or is it still every year after 40?
It's every year 40 and on, from what I understand.
Mm-hmm.
It's every year 40 and on. And if you have a close relative, so like for instance, in my case, my mother was diagnosed with breast cancer at the age of 40. So I started actually getting mammograms at the age of 29. So they suggest 10 years earlier from your mother or your grandmother if they've also had the disease. So, like I said, I had started my mammograms extremely early. But mammograms are really important, but also self-breast exams are just as equally important. In both my case and my mother's case, we both found our lumps. And we were getting our mammograms annually. So, you know, women need to be aware of their bodies. And I know that we're always running with work and with family and with children and all of our extracurricular activities. But if we find something that just does not seem right, we need to take the time and we need to go get it checked out.
Well, I want to mention that a lot of times people may not have the health insurance and they're worried and concerned. So that's why your events programs are so wonderful. Let's talk about some of those events happening. The first one is happening on September 29th, Praise Sunday. Talk about that.
Sure. Now, Praise Sunday is basically our biggest day. That's our awareness day. And we'll be in 50 churches or more across the Philadelphia area, and we'll be handing out breast health literature. And again, what we're trying to do with this particular program is to spread the word, to encourage women to take care of themselves, to encourage women to get their annual mammograms and to do their self-exams. But then to also let them know, as I said earlier, that breast cancer is not a death sentence, and we need to continue to talk about it. We need to continue to educate our community about it so that we can become not the highest death rate among any ethnic groups when it comes to this disease.
So now then on the 30th, Monday, you're doing things with children, and what's that about?
Sure. As a result of myself getting breast cancer, when I actually was diagnosed, my daughter Madison, she was only 2 at the time, and I realized that there were really no books or really anything out there that was going to explain to her what I was going to go through in a non-scary way. So I wrote a book called My Mommy Has Breast Cancer, But She's Okay. And our Children's Festival, which takes place on that Monday at the Abington YMCA between 4 and 6, it's absolutely free. We will have high school students that will be reading the book to students throughout the day, preschool students and elementary school students. And then they also do fun activities. They do coloring. We have face painting. We have balloon artists. We have music. We have popcorn. And really, it's just to just open up the story and let children know that, you know, throughout life you're going to experience different things, but to hang in there and to believe, and, you know, dreams do come true. And it's just a fun day for preschool students, for elementary school students, and they get an opportunity to also hear the book.
You can also buy your book on Amazon, My Mommy Has Breast Cancer, But She Is Okay, so people can check that out on Amazon. Now, this is a lot of stuff going on. How do you guys get volunteers, and, you know, what's involved in creating this huge event over several days?
Oh, my gosh, yes. We do have lots and lots of volunteers, and we've really been blessed. Our volunteers actually do come to us. They can either give us a call on our office phone at 215-635-1025, or they can reach out to us directly on our website at praiseisthecure.org. And again, that's praiseisthecure.org. And a lot of our volunteers just come to us that way. And we've been really lucky that people have come out and supported every year for the past 8 years to help make these events successful.
So now, the last, let's not forget, you are also doing events for men. So talk about that, because a lot of times we think breast cancer, we think women, but men also get breast cancer, but also men know women who have breast cancer, and they need help on how to, you know, navigate the path, so to speak. Talk about the events for men and breast cancer.
Sure. Well, our main event, which takes place on Saturday, October 5th, we have a bunch of things going on, and one of them, like you said, is our Real Men Wear Pink workshop. And originally that was designed because we would have husbands that would come up to us, and they just did not know what to do. They did not know what to say when their loved one got sick. And so we've designed a whole workshop around trying to help men how to help your loved one really get through it. And it's actually no women are allowed in the workshop, and it seems like we're adding on and adding on every year. The men absolutely love it. I'm not exactly sure what goes on in there, but I do know that the men find it very beneficial, and it gives them some tips. And it's not just really about breast cancer. It's really about, you know, ensuring and encouraging our men to take care of themselves as well, because how can they take care of us if they're not well? And then it also gives them some tips on how to deal with us and how to talk to us when we're not well. So that is one of the events that's happening on Saturday, October 5th. It's happening at the Mount Airy Church of God in Christ right there at Stanton and Ogontz. Also on the 5th, we'll be doing free mammograms. So if you don't have health insurance, we will be doing free mammograms all day. You do have to register. So I encourage women to tell your friends, to tell your family to come out and get those mammograms. And we're also doing a community health fair. Everything is absolutely free. This is all on October 5th. And on the community health fair will entail other health screenings that will be taking place. And then last but not least, we'll be honoring our survivors like we normally do. This year's a little bit different. We'll be doing a luncheon and fashion show and really just celebrating the life of our survivors.
So now the women in the show or men, are they survivors in the show or they're just other volunteers?
No, they're just regular. They're just regular models.
Okay. And now how do you, again, let's talk about connecting. You said you have to register for some of the events. Can you just repeat? I know your website is praisesthecure.org, but what's the phone number again? People should call if they're interested in registering for the events.
Sure. The phone number is 215-635-1025. And, again, for all of our events, for our Praise Sunday event, if your worship center would like to participate in that event, you know, please give us a call. For our Children's Festival, which is taking place at the Abington YMCA, that's absolutely free, so you can just show up there. And then on October 5th, the community fair you can just show up for, but Real Men Wear Pink, the mammograms, and the Survivors Luncheon all require registration. And, again, you can go to the website, praiseisthecure.org, and get information and also register. And you can give us a call at 215-635-1025. And also, if you'd like to volunteer or even donate, you can also go to both of those places, to our website, and you can give us a call, and we can give you any information that you need.
What are some things that women can do to, there are risk factors in terms of getting chances of getting breast cancer. If you're younger, when you first had your first menstrual period, according to the CDC, being older at the birth of your first child, not breastfeeding, and also they mentioned about long-term hormone replacement therapy. Were any of these things mentioned to you when your mom got breast cancer? Or when you got breast cancer, were any of these risk factors for you guys?
It's so funny that you say that. In terms of my mother, when she was diagnosed, the doctors were very aggressive with me in terms of monitoring me. When I had my daughter, Madison, I decided to breastfeed, And I did not have a mammogram that year because I had just had her and I was breastfeeding. And I remember the nurse practitioner saying, oh, we normally don't have to worry about, you know, breast cancer, you know, because you're breastfeeding. Usually that's a deterrent. Mm. And it's just really interesting that, you know, I ended up getting breast cancer right after I stopped the breastfeeding. And it probably might have been there all along. We just don't know because my cancer, I had three masses by the time it was determined, and they were all growing very aggressively. So when I first went to the doctors for the checkup, because, again, I had found the lump myself, the first thing that they had said was that it looked like it was probably just a milk duct. But that's not what it turned out to be. Yeah. So, you know,
Did you guys get any testing on, like, the genes? They talk about this BRCA1 or BRCA2. Did you end up doing that after you got? Okay.
After I was diagnosed, and because I have a little girl, my oncologist was very vigorous in us doing the testing for the gene, and I do not have the gene, so that makes it even more scarier for us because I do have a daughter, and if I did not have the gene, and again, I got breast cancer 10 years after my mother, but I was also 8 years younger than her, so my mother was 40 when she got it. I was 33, so, I mean, that's very scary to me.
Yeah,
so I just try to stay educated. I let all of the doctors know, even though she's seven, what my history is, so that in case anything changes, that she will be in line for whatever is needed for preventative purposes, so she will not have to go through what we went through.
One of the things you mentioned earlier was, you know, we talk about mammograms, but something that people can do personally is the monthly breast self-exam. Actually, I had it on my phone for a while to remind me because, seriously, I forgot. I would forget. Or I'd be like, I'm on my cycle, so I'm not going to do it now because, you know, you shouldn't do it in your cycle. And then I would forget. So, you know, it's kind of scary. But I would suggest that people, you know, most people have cell phones now, to just put a reminder on your cell phone that, okay, time to do the breast. All you got to do is lay down. It's about 10 minutes and, you know, check yourself out top to bottom, all around, and you could save your life, you know what I mean? Because you don't get the mammogram, you know, once a year. A lot can happen, and Carrie's situation is a perfect example. She was breastfeeding. I mean, that was like, what, maybe a year or something, and then, and then all of a sudden, boom, you had three masses. Like, whoa, where'd that come from, you know? So I would really encourage that, just put a little reminder on your phone to do your self-breast exams. One of the other symptoms, not just finding lumps, but things that you might want to keep an eye out for are thickening or swelling of different parts of your breast, redness or flaky skin around the nipple or breast area, and also sometimes discharge other than breast milk that might be blood. So these are signs. Please do not ignore these signs, and, you know, you might, oh, I just need to put some lotion on or something with the red flaky skin. But you know what? What's the harm in getting it checked out? Also, I just tweeted about a link. The CDC has low-cost, free and low-cost breast screenings at different places across the country. So if you're not in Philadelphia and you can't make Praise the Cure programs, you can check out that link and find a place, hopefully, that's near your home. There are a lot of free health clinics across the country that provide the screening, so I would encourage you to take advantage of that. So let's just recap. Your website is praisesthecure.org. You guys are also on Twitter, praisesthecure on Twitter. And if people want to register, tell us the phone number, Carrie.
215-635-1025.
And just recap some of the events you're having. The 29th, 30th, and 5th. Go ahead.
Sure. On September 29th, that's our Praise Sunday. We'll be in worship centers all across the area of Philadelphia. On September 30th, we will be at the Abington YMCA on Old York Road doing our Maddie Movement Children's Festival. And then our big event is on October 5th, where we will be doing free mammograms. We will be having a community health fair, our Real Men Wear Pink workshop, and then we'll end the day celebrating the life of our survivors with a luncheon and fashion show.
What, just in closing, what have you learned in the 8 years what is something that maybe surprised you in doing this event?
There's so many things that I've learned. I think one of the biggest things that I've learned is, you know, I used to be one of those people that used to stress about a lot of different things and kind of just run myself crazy. And I realized that life is really too short, and we have to really be thankful for every day that we're here. A lot of the things that we worry about really aren't worth it in the grand scheme of things. And we have to enjoy life. We have to just try to do things to make ourselves happy and healthy, mm-hmm. and encourage those people around us to do the same thing.
Wonderful, wonderful. I agree. Well, I wish you much success with all the events. Thank you so much for coming on. And also, don't forget to check out Carrie's book, My Mommy Has Breast Cancer, But She Is Okay. That you can get that on Amazon.com. Thank you so much, Carrie, for coming on this morning.
Oh, thank you so much for having us.
You have a great Saturday, okay?
You too. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Okay, bye-bye. Thank you, everybody, for tuning in. I just got off the phone with Terry Connor. She works with Praise and Secure. Her mother, Anita T. Connor, who's a breast cancer survivor, she, too, was a breast. They're both breast cancer survivors, amazing, amazing women that survived and now are trying to help others cope with having breast cancer, educate people about breast cancer, in particular African-American women, because we are dying at higher rates from breast cancer. So they educate, encourage African-Americans to get breast cancer screenings and treatments. Praise is the Cure has reached more than 100,000 Philadelphia area residents and has raised more than $200,000 to support year-round programs. So check them out, praiseisthecure.org, and also follow them on Twitter at Praise is the Cure. You can follow me at Joy Keys on Twitter. You can become a fan on Facebook. Look up Saturday Mornings with Joy Keys. Also, send me an email. I would love to hear from you. My email address is SaturdaysWithJoyKeys@hotmail.com. And, oh, I'm on Instagram, Saturdays with Joy Keys. Lots of cool pictures on Instagram. So check that out. Thank you so much for tuning in. I hope you have a wonderful Saturday and a great week.
Hi, I'm Richard Roundtree. I'm a breast cancer survivor. Yes, you heard me right. Men get breast cancer too, and men need just as much help understanding what their doctors tell them as women do. But where do you go to get that kind of help? Go to breastcancer.org, a special place on the internet that helps you understand the kind of cancer you have, your treatment options, and all the big words your doctor uses. Breastcancer.org is the first place to go the minute you find out you have breast cancer.